Did they?
Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Mario?
Yes, how you doing, Tyler? What's going on?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning, sir?
All right, so talk to me. I want to hear a little bit about this and what it's going to cost me, bottom line, and what kind of leads you're going to get me.
Yes, sir. Well, we don't send you leads like a lead-generated service, like, say, for example, HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack. We don't send you leads and sell you them. What we do over here is we place your company. We work with the directories, we don't work with the directories. We work with the search engines. So basically, calls are inclined to call you directly from them doing keyword searches. And what we would do for you, Mario, is focus on the keywords that get services that you want to offer found. That way, when they're typed into the search bar on Google or Bing, any of the search engines, they would be able to pull up Mario's Sun Landscaping. Mm-hmm. What? I'm sorry?
Like AdWords.
Yes, correct. Correct, except it's not an AdWord campaign. What we offer over here, it's a little bit more affordable, is Facebook ads. Facebook ads, they work directly the same as Google. They allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. And the Facebook ads covers you up to a 50-mile radius if you choose to target out that far. And like I said, they allow you to hand select the areas that you want to work in because you know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in or bring you a larger amount of income. So
well,
the goal for us
is the old thing is you want to be not too far away from your radius. You don't want to go out of your comfort zone. We already have clients of it because that's where
exactly.
People tend to do. They get new. They want to get this town, that town, that town. And finding out, I found out from many years' experience that the closer and closer that my clients are, the better it is profitable for me because it's less travel time, which costs me money.
Absolutely. It saves you
I'd
less.
I'd rather get the whole block. I'd rather have the whole street. And that's how I work with pricing of my clients. If I have a client right next to each other and I don't have to travel that much, that saves the other client some extra money to mow.
Of course.
Give them a better price than mow. A better price than me. So I don't have to travel so much farther to go do it. So I will take on the next customer.
Well, let me ask you, Mario.
If I'm further out of my way, you know.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. If you like the pricing and we were to start working with you, what would be some of the services that you would like to be found for? I know lawn mowing's one of them, shrub trimming, stuff like that. But what would be some of the other services?
Property maintenance. I literally do property maintenance. This is what I'm worried about. People don't realize the profit margin making on mowing, because there's so many people out there saturated, people always looking for price, for mowing. And, you know, when you got to do mowing, you got to cut the mowing. Say one week, like right now, this time of the year, grass grows real quick. And it grows a lot. And you need to cut it with a bagger. So you got to bag that. That takes a little bit more time for you to do. Okay? And you have to do a really good job. So what usually takes a lawn, an average lawn for you, the first time it'll take, you know, say the average lawn takes you 20 minutes. And you have three guys. They could make an example.
Yeah.
How much are you going to make? That means 20 minutes is one third of my hourly rate of what my guys are. So whatever my hourly rate is, I based on that, it's 180, so a quarter of that. That means I got to make $60 an hour.
Well, you're talking about mowing. I'm talking about the other services
person,
that make you
and for
the
that
most 60, profit.
20 minutes, that 20, yeah, 20 minutes of mowing, you know, unloading, but I got to make that $60 an hour to make a profit margin. I got to pay my guys. I got to pay my mower. Let alone,
I hear you.
That's not even paying for the gas. You mean gas?
Well, I'm sure you're not just mowing, doing landscaping. I'm sure you're doing other services, right? So we can get you found for 15. Yeah, we can get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. So it's not just going to be lawn mowing or anything like that.
Property management, fall cleanup, spring cleanup, full service cleanups. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to just be targeted only for one type of service, and then eventually, like, this is the problem with this. I've been doing this for so long that people want one type of service, so they hire me for one thing, and then they hire somebody for another thing. And then when there's a problem, I do my job the right way. Yeah, you have to realize, I cut it the right length. I know what size, the height. I've been doing it for so many years. I know that. That's the science to it. People think this landscaping is a hobby. This is not my landscaping business. Is not a hobby.
There's a science to it.
It's a career. It's a career, and it's a science to it.
Mm-hmm.
When you try to explain it to customers, you know they want to give. You know, they want to know from. They want to know from me. Oh well, how would you do it?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know how I do it? Just this way. Just look at my pictures.
the brokers right there. I don't need to tell you my game plan how to do it, because I mean, you know how to do it, and then you want to explain to the guys to tell you. You want to micromanage the guy you want to hire for cheaper to do what you do.
Yeah.
You want to hire me? You know, you want to, it's like, you know, you see a certain thing, you want to have that thing, but you can't get it because it's exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And your only choice you have to do is have to hire the person or get the car from that place. Because that guy does that type of curve.
I mean, well, what I'm trying to say,
make that type of food that everybody's talking about, you know?
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to say, Mario, is like
you,
I said, we're going
to plan. It was many years of learning all trials and errors that cost you money.
I know. I hear you.
You know,
like I
tell
we're
people, okay, how about this? Give me $500. I'll give you the game plan. Give me $500. Give me a game plan. Oh, well, what was $500 for? Because it's the recipe.
All right, Mario. Well, let me tell you, Mario, because I understand where you're coming from. You like to take care of your customers, absolutely, and I get that. This is going to definitely work well for you. But we're going to get you found for those 15 different keywords or keyword phrases, and we will let you select any of those phrases that you want to be found for. That way, you know you're going to be getting calls from the correct clients. That's not going to be wasting your time. Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't want to. That's the last thing on our minds is.
All right,
we don't want to waste your time.
So now, how much? Okay, for these 15 words, the service. Okay, what is it? A monthly service? Yearly service?
Yes, it's a month per month. It's a month per month. The pricing is set on a month per month basis, but we start the services to start off with our clients with a 2 month verbal agreement. That way, it gives you a fair shot of evaluating the services to see if it's a good fit.
Okay, so how work with pricing? That's what I want to know.
Yep, the pricing is very affordable. Now, we do a whole package deal. It's not just the search engines. We give you a website that would be built, a .com website. It can be up and running for you within five business days, Facebook ads, and we also implement other tools that I'll go over here momentarily with you after the pricing, if you like it. But we implement all the tools Google looks for in order to rank you higher as an individual company on the front page. Now, normally, without any of the discounts, okay, normally it runs at a $5.99 value. On our website, that's what consumers see, with a $199 programming fee. But with the discount, I'm going to be waiving the $599 all the way down to $299 and waiving the setup fee entirely, giving you exactly a 50% discount on top of waiving the setup fee entirely. But that would be out the door. There would not be any other hidden fees.
$299. You're going to give me for $299 a month. You're gonna get me a website up and running. You said. Get to pick 15 choose preference words.
Keywords,
you know, keywords that people are gonna look for, and then and I can switch those keywords at all times of the year, like so.
At your own leisure. Yes.
So
you're not married to them.
Okay. Now this is my other question for you. Okay. So my business is seasonal. I start from March, and then I end in November.
Understood. Okay.
So December, January, February, March. Can I keep my business closed? I keep it closed at least guaranteed for the first 3 months. I don't do snow plowing. I'm not here, so I'm shut down. But I could activate it again like a month before, like maybe the middle of February to activate to let people talk to me. The only thing is, I would love to talk to people, but unfortunately, we have still snow on the ground. I can't go and look at customers' house and give them an estimate. Yeah, so January, February, at the end of February, I can't really do nothing. I mean, it's almost March, really.
And I hear you. And we work with a whole bunch of seasonal businesses, landscapers, you know, tree services, other companies that. You know, other areas of the world that it snows, you know, they can't do the work. So we do what we call a seasonal hold. Now, basically, what that is say you're not in season. All you got to do right before your season goes out is call us and say, look, I'm going to be going on a seasonal hold because obviously I don't get any business at this time of year. What we do is we put you on a seasonal hold. That way you're not billed for the month-per-month billing. The monthly billing is suspended. So each and every month you're on the seasonal hold, you're not paying each and every month, but by putting it on a seasonal hold, we don't have to unravel everything that we've done for you.
Yeah,
that way you still have your placement up there.
Back to, yeah, then we're up and running right over there. And if I you know, the weather gets better, because, you know, like this year, usually I start on the first day of March. I always start the first.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, I'm Casey.
Hi, Casey.
So what happens? Hi, Tyler. So what happens if, you know, you build the website for us, and then, you know, something happens and we don't, you know, we just don't generate any new leads or business? What would happen with that website? Is that something that you would keep, or?
Great question. So there's two options that we give for you. So say you wanted to keep the website, but you're not receiving any services. Obviously, we would go into the account and see what's going on, why you're not receiving those phone calls. But if you wanted to opt out of the services, there's no opt-out fees or cancellation charges of any kind because there are no contracts. But if you wanted to keep the website, there's a small buyout option of $99 through $199, just depending on everything that's on the website.
That's fine.
Let me ask you something. My wife is an art director, so if she wanted to get into the website to change her things or have somebody talk to, or she could talk to one of your guys to move things around, like, you know.
I mean, basically, I helped him with his, Thumbtack and Angie's list, like, so pages, so that's probably where you could just get all the information and put it onto a new website. So, like, he has really great reviews from clients. You know, those could be put under testimonials, and then also on there are all of his services, and then some back info on his company, and then there's images there also. So all of that could really be pulled, and you can create a website with that content.
Yeah, we can definitely use the content that he already has out there to build the website, and it would be up and running for you within 5 business days. And we would also when it's all said and done, before we promote it, we would send you both an example of how it looks. That way we get both of your approvals on it. Then once we find out you're happy with it, we would start attaching it to all of the listings, Google and Bing. And then to help your ranking, we place you on 60 local directories that are very popular in your area as well. We'd be placing you on the Better Business Bureau, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc., the bigger, more popular ones that Google indexes on a day-to-day basis in order to help companies like yours rank on the front page. And then also, we'd be programming you to show up into the mobile devices, and that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones, and their location's always changing when they're traveling. So what we do is mobily optimize your business. That way you appear to show up from anybody searching from any location, from any device, whether it be any iPhone out there, Android, or any kind of iPad or tablet out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we're going to literally cover all of your bases. Okay?
All right.
Now, but again, you know, that's why we offer the services here on a month-per-month basis with absolutely no contracts involved. It does strictly make us performance-based, but the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that two-month time frame. But with all of the services that are included, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your business.
Listen to me. So what do you need initially to get started on this?
What I would have to do here, Mario, is just verify some information in regards to your company, just to make sure that we have everything accurate here. So I'd only need about maybe 4 or 5 more minutes of your time here. Okay, so.
All right, so once we do that, what's the initial thing? What else would you need additionally?
We would set you up with what we call our client interview. The client interview, that's when you and Casey or you yourself, I'm not if both of you would conduct it, but they're scheduled to give you a call. It's our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google. They'd be going over the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming to work in, and also going over like a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly and walking you through on how to getting photos, logos over to us for the website so we can start customizing and building the website for you as well.
That is perfect. I think I like that. Let's get moving on it. So I'm willing to give you guys a chance. You know, I mean, listen, like I told you, I'm basing my business because I do most of my business. My dad's been in the business since 1977. I took over in 2003. I think he's still in business until he retires, and then I get to take over some more of his clients, his other bigger clients that he has. So I tell people, I don't advertise on my truck. I don't advertise my trailer. I do everything in word of mouth. I've been doing it for so many years. I have a lot of competition, but I'm really not competing. I want quality, not quantity. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
I hire the people that that you know, you want to trust somebody, my guys are the guys you want to trust. The same guys I had working for me for many years. They're trustworthy. They got work. I mean, I got background checks on them. Everything. I deal with Fortune 500 companies. Never had an incident since I've been in business. Never had an incident with anything happening to anybody's house, property, individuals whatsoever. I mean, I do my job. I'm there to do my job. My business logo and uniform guys come there on the job site. If the customer has any issues or problems, they can call me on site. Most of the times, 90% of the times, I'm on the job site myself every day.
I hear you.
Then there's always 10% I'm not there because I'm probably running around doing it. But I'm at least guaranteed to be on the job site at least 1% every day, at least an hour.
Makes sense. Absolutely. You're out there on, you're out there in the trenches with your guys.
Half
I like
hour
that.
Up at the beginning. Yeah, get the guys getting started and everything. Sometimes I come through between the time, between lunchtime to figure it out because I'm making estimates or I'm checking out other houses and saying, okay, what I need to get done here. Okay, we have a problem with this plant here, so I tend to manage it. But guaranteed once a week, I get to see all my houses. I go mowing to every single house because I want to make sure I caught up on everything. If there's mulching, there's weeding, there's trimming, there's a problem with a plant, there's not enough water on the lawn. You know, all these things I need to be accessible. And I tell you know, when you
go ahead.
You know, when you get you want a great lawn, and I say, Joe, I like that lawn. You know how much money you got to spend there, and how much time they and you have to give me. You have to give me a little bit of control. I need access to the garage where the irrigation box is. Or you have to have them, if you don't want me in your house and you don't want to get it, that's fine. Have the irrigation box moved outside. So I can control the water. You understand?
No.
So sometimes some people don't understand. There's three things that makes everything grow. Okay? Sunlight, water, and nutrients.
Yep.
Okay? If you don't get a lack of water, then the nutrients will burn out your lawn. It all works in cohesive all together. And I tell people, you have to have the right amount of everything. So.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. Like I said, it's a science to what I do, and I tell people it's not for the faint of heart. I let people know in a nice way for certain people to understand your house is an investment, okay? And, yeah, you thinking, oh, well, I'm going to hire the cheaper guy to do it. Well, you have to realize mowing is not the same for everybody. And the way I'm trying to explain to this to you is easy enough. When you say, okay, I'm going to have this guy cut my lawn for $20 an hour, what you're estimating on this is the guys are going to come there. It probably has the same equipment as me. Just because you have the same equipment doesn't mean the guy's maintaining his equipment. People don't realize mower blades need to be sharpened every 7 lawns. So if you run 7 hours of mowing a day, okay, this guy, say the guy goes out and mows 7 days. He's not cleaning the bottom of that machine, which clips all the clippings on the bottom. And so he cuts a house that has fertilizer, well-maintained, and he cuts a house that's garbage, that doesn't do anything. And he gets stuck under there, and all the weeds get stuck in the seeds and all that stuff. And then he goes and brings in crust to get into another lawn, you know?
I hear you. Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Would you go to a barber? I don't tell people. Would you go to a barber that has dull scissors? Absolutely not.
No, not at all.
You rip my ear out. That's the same thing as mowing. When you have a guy that doesn't sharpen his blades, it doesn't clean his machines, doesn't grease it, doesn't maintain his thing, that all costs time, downtime from the person. But you'll see it reflected on when the guy mows the lawn, because you're going to see the difference how a blade, like a sharp blade, cuts a lawn instead of ripping it out on. You know when you'll find out about it when it's a problem? When your lawn's all thinned out, and then you're like, "Oh, I need to aerate the lawn now." Well, you wouldn't have to have that problem if the guy did what he was supposed to do on his lawnmower. That's why you're paying such a cheap price. Because
I hear
labor,
you.
Guy doesn't maintain. He comes from one house to another. Doesn't care about it. No,
well, Mario,
that's all you care about.
Well, it sounds like you really care about your customers, and this is definitely going to be something that definitely works for you. It definitely sounds like you engage with your customers, so it's going to be something that we make you happy with, but. Let me go ahead and verify the information in regards to the company, so we make sure that everything's accurate. Okay.
Yes.
Now, for the front page of Google, They do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 203-981-9339, would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach
that's
you on?
That's the best, yep.
Okay, okay. And then we also have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for me. Let me know if it's correct, but I found it at 62 Barbara Drive in Norwalk. Is that a business
but
location?
The PIN, absolutely. But my location area PIN is our home address.
Okay, so if it's a home address, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden.
It's my office shop, and then I have a garage, but that's up in Ridgefield, and it's not like a, but it's not a garage where people could go up and take a look at it. It's all gated. So.
No, I hear you.
It's a sports garage.
We're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know the directions exactly to where you live, of course. So that will be hidden.
Well, that's fine. That's fine, too. But like I said, when I'm trying to – yeah, I'm based out of Norwalk, but I mean – look. Yeah. Oh, do you need the zip code done servicing?
I think I found the zip code out there in Norwalk at the 06851. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's one. That's one area. Let me give you a second. So this will probably make it so much easier because I've been done this for a while. Yeah, so like I said, usually that's my home address is my office address at all times. So because I work so late at night, I don't want to work at the shop in Ridgefield.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. Okay.
So
okay.
The reason. Okay. Let me pull up the zip code. Is this going out of your different categories?
Well, the zip codes are something that you and Casey can go over when I schedule you for the client interview. That's when we're going to cross the rest of the T's and dot the I's and gathering all the correct information in regards to the keywords, the areas that you want to.
Okay. When you're talking about servicing area, I just don't want you to think that that area will be just Norwalk. It'll be Norwalk. 06851 is where my address is. But what I focus on and where my dad started his business is at other locations. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, so we're gonna get you found not just in Norwalk, we get you found in any city, town, or zip code that you would like to provide your services in, and we can get you found up to a 50-mile radius outside of that zip code. So we allow you to hand select, like I said, any towns or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in, and we will go over all of that with you during the client interview.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's certain, like, first of all, what I'm trying to explain to you, there's certain zip codes of Stanford I will do, and then if I don't want to cross over another park because it just takes way too much time because of a lack of there's not a roads to get there with the trailers, because you can't use a trailer. You know, we live in Connecticut, so we have places just like in California where truckers are allowed to use their 95. Like we have 95, you have, I forgot what it is, the interstate over there. So and then there are places where you can't use the truck drivers are not allowed to go on. It's only cars only, and that's what we have. So
gotcha.
There's no commercial vehicles are allowed on that vehicle, so we have to take back roads. And we try to avoid those areas. We don't have to, so we try to keep all the customers in an exclusive area.
Makes sense, and we'll focus on the areas that you want to focus in. That way, obviously, we know we're getting you the correct phone calls coming from the correct areas for the correct services you want to offer. And then, Mario, for the account purposes as well, what's your last name?
Last name is Conte, Conte.
All right, and what's the best email address for you or you or your to use for you or your business?
My best email address is Mario.
Huh?
SS.
Yep.
ON.
Yep.
LLC.
Okay.
At Yahoo.
All right, so I have Mario SS.
Yeah, Mario's son, like Mario.
Mario's son LLC at Yahoo. Okay, understood. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Now, as far as your hours of operation go for the business, how would you like them shown on the front page?
Listen, I work from my business runs from 8 to 6 every day. I mean, I work until late
Monday through Sunday
at night. Monday through Saturday. Sundays I don't work.
Yeah, don't blame you. You need one day for your sanity. Absolutely.
Well,
okay.
I need one day, but listen, I'm willing to talk to somebody on Sundays if they need to for appointment only. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I really don't need to, but I try to. I figure if somebody's important. They want to. If they're not busy, I understand people are busy and they don't have time and they only have the weekend. But they got just we could schedule appointments for Saturday and Sundays, but they have to be scheduled. I mean,
that makes sense.
And I don't want
to
waste my time going to those.
Of course. So we can definitely do that. Put open availability for you on Saturdays. That way, people know that you would be willing to work by appointment only, so that they could still give you a call and you can set that up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then also, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients when you're finished with the job? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or?
Yeah, cash, checks, credit cards. I got to start open up a new credit card company. I got to figure that out, which I'm in the middle of that right now with my wife.
Okay, well, yes, sir, and just to let you know, when you do get that taken care of, you just got to call in. I give you two forms of contact where you can reach me or another live client support agent. That way, if you need anything changed or adjusted, then you can get those changes adjusted immediately.
I have to collect, if I do have to collect credit card from somebody, I can get it collected, no problem. I can always get a what's it called? What's the square? I mean, I really want to go. Yeah, but the problem with the square is I don't know if they got a commercial side of it yet. I mean,
mm-hmm. I hear you.
I don't know if they have a commercial side of it yet. That's the problem.
I hear you. Okay, I'm listening.
No, I'm good. Good.
Okay. Well, no, what I was saying is, if you do end up getting that as a method of payment, if that's something that your client only has to pay with, then obviously we can cross that bridge when it comes. But like I said, we can make any adjustments as needed. I give you two forms of contact where you get my phone number and client support's number. That way, each and every time you try to call in, you can reach a live agent and you'll be able to get those changes done immediately for you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, put it this way, the billing I do already, they've been calling me about switching over to a bank to bank. I guess was it ACH?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could do bank to bank. I could do checks, and I could do credit cards. It all depends on what we're doing because I really want to go to the route where I have your credit card on file. I send you the bill. You got 5 days to dispute any problems on it. If not, on the day of this date, it's get billed, and I don't want to hear anything about it. I mean,
mm-hmm. I hear you.
So,
absolutely.
That's fair. I mean, I give you 30 days and then 10 days to pay for it. That's 40 days. It should be in the, shouldn't be an issue of me collecting my money. I mean,
no, absolutely. I hear you. Okay. Yeah. And then what I'm doing right now for you is I am sending you over an email. The email is going to fall in your inbox labeled client support. It's giving you client support's number in case I'm out of the office, but you're going to have their number with their extension as well. That way, each and every time you try to type in the extension, you can reach a live client support agent. So I just press the send button right now, and just make sure it's sent over to you successfully. Mario Sun LLC. Okay, it's sent over to you successfully. So you should have that sitting in your inbox here momentarily if you haven't already received it.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
You know in a minute.
And then, yes.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say. And then
I got it, Tyler.
Perfect, perfect.
I'll keep that and save that. That's awesome.
Please do. And then you're also going to be getting another two invoices. You get one invoice upon via transaction showing you that $299 came out of your account and only $299. And you also get a welcome aboard email. Okay, but in order to secure the listing, Mario, so we can actually start the programming and secure the listing, that would be securing the discounted rate. In order to secure the $299 today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card,
I get a credit card on file.
Okay, and the credit card, does it have your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Yeah, it has both. That's bold.
Is there any middle initial on the card?
Yeah, you put down Mario. Mario is the company name. My real name is Giuseppe. G-I-U.
Uh-huh.
G-I-U-S-E-P-P-E. Yeah, S-E-P-P-E.
Gotcha.
You can abbreviate it as Joseph. Just in case somebody needs to talk to me, it's Joseph. I've seen people bumble this thing out in so many different ways. So,
absolutely. Okay,
yeah,
so let me go ahead. We'll call you Joseph. Joseph, give me one sec here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, perfect. So, okay, so we're going to call you Joseph, but we're just going to put your real name for the account purposes so it looks more professional here on our end. But like I said, we're going to keep calling you Joseph. And then also, in order to secure the listing, did you have any middle initial on the card?
No, there was no middle initial.
Okay, and the card, normally they read with the code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat the numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're
ready. Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. Ready? I'm going to see which card do I want to use. I can just use this. If it's $2.99 a month, I can keep track of everything. Let's keep track of this one right here. That's what I want to do.
Okay. All right,
I'm going to give you a card. Just bear with me for a second here. Bear with me for a second.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah, no, just trying to figure out monthly-wise, I'm just trying to figure out to keep track of all my – I want to make sure I have them all on the same card for all my other expenses I have. You know what? I'm going to do – actually, I'm going to use my – that gives me money back. Okay, let's go that way. Just bear with me for a second. I'll give you a card quick.
What was that?
I just want to give you the right card because I have two same cards. I want to make sure I still remember what card I put all my expenses for all my recent. Okay. Okay, I'll give you the card number. Ready?
I'm ready when you are.
All right. It's a Visa. It's 4115.
Okay.
0776.
Mm-hmm.
5407.
Okay.
4204.
And the expiration month and year?
Yep, 07-2026.
And the little code that's on the back?
Yes, 344.
344, okay. And is that card connected?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You know what?
Uh-huh.
I screwed up. I apologize. Wrong card. I am so sorry.
No, it's all right. I'll just delete that information.
Yeah, no, I just realized, see, they're the same card. They look like the same card. And so I looked over the, cause I forgot, cause these new cards don't have the numbers in the front. And when I told you the last four digits, I realized that you get a wrong card.
Okay. All righty. Whenever all right, you're ready.
Let's go back again. All right. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Ready?
Sorry.
That's the reason why. Watch. It's the same four. Okay. 4115.
All right.
07.
Mm-hmm.
84.
Yep.
70.
Yep.
41.
Okay.
32.
Yep.
95.
All right.
01-2027.
Okay.
The security code is 755.
755. And that card as well is connected to the 64 Barber Drive address?
Yeah, exactly. They're all both connected to 62
okay.
Barber Drive.
All right. Give me one second here. What I'm going to be doing right now is putting together your package. But before I do that, I'm just going to make sure that I do have everything inputted here accurately. So I have a Visa starting with a 4115-0784-7041-3295, and I have January of 27 and 755.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, the card's coded out. It only shows the last four digits, but I'm going to be going over the 90-second voice verification. If there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just stop me right then and there, and I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way, I have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it is pretty self-explanatory, Joseph, but it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and to also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and there's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Mario Sun Landscaping, LLC.
Thank you very much, and please state your name and title within the business.
Yeah, Giuseppe Conti, owner.
Thank you very much, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility from our company, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash from time to time. But, Joseph, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash specifically?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean?
So basically, what that question is asking is, say another company calls you and they want to offer you some sort of marketing or advertising, to make sure that you don't double pay for a service that we may already be providing for you over here. We would just ask before moving forward, if you decide to, with that other company that calls you, just let us know before moving forward so we can make sure that you don't double pay for anything that we may already
do. First of all, I only deal with one company and one company only. You're going to do, if you do what you need to do, you won't have a problem.
Well, you're going to be very happy with the services, Mario.
I look at it this way. I see results, and I'm happy about it. Then I will give you to a couple other associates that are at my level. I will send you business for you.
And each and every client you send my way and they sign up, they try out the services for a 2-month verbal agreement like you are, you get a free month of service. Each and every client you send our way. Okay, so, and then also just going back to this voice verification here, and so you do let us know if you do anything additional, just so for the sake of the recording.
Yes, I will let you guys know.
Thank you.
The only thing I have for additional right now that I have right now, which I'm getting to a point where I don't want to do them anymore, is probably home advisors. I'm getting to a point they're not home advisors, Angie's List.
Yeah.
And that's because, you know what, I gave them a chance, and now it's like they're slacking off. They give you know, it's like any decline you get a good thing, and then it starts peaking down this way. And I'm thinking to myself, the only way it's peaking that way is because you're oversaturated it.
I hear you. Okay, well, I definitely do. I agree with you 100%. Now, Joseph, just back to the recording, since it is on a recorded line here, we're towards the end here, but it says your payment for the initial term and account setup, that is going to be charged today's date, that's April 14th, 2022, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $299 for Platinum Package Service with the website. Now, when your term is completed, your agreement would automatically renew each following month, but on the same day of the 14th, and then it will renew in that same discounted amount of $299. That rate will never go up on you. But, Joseph, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
All right. That does conclude
the voice.
Can you
do me a favor, Cindy? Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I will have those numbers to call you guys if I want to put things on hold for the number. That's the same number you gave me, right, for customer service?
Yes. Because client support is the number that you would call in case when you want to do the seasonal.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
That's all good. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And then it says, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support as well to prevent charges for the 3rd month service. We would just ask that you would contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Absolutely.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they are running the 299. As soon as that goes through, you're getting a confirmation email sent over to us over to you from the company showing you that 299 came out of your account. And then while I do that, I'm also setting you up for your client interview. Let me know if this time works best for you. Right now, I believe it's around 11:38, so I can get you in today. How does 4 p.m. in the afternoon sound?
No, that'll be difficult. Tomorrow morning, is that possible or no?
Tomorrow morning is possible, but since it is a three-hour time difference, the earliest that I'd be able to do, well, that time is booked out. The earliest that I'd be able to do is 11 a.m.
11 a.m. tomorrow, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and send you over a calendar invite right now. They're going to be contacting you on the number that we're speaking on, the 203-981-9339. And then this invite is going to be coming over to you here momentarily. Just give me one moment here. I just have to add in your email address. Give me one sec. Perfect. Add invite all guests. Okay, perfect. I just invited you over with the calendar invite.
You wrote my name wrong. It's the G with the G-I-U-S-E-P-P-E.
Oh, I apologize. Okay. Give me a second.
That's all right. No problem. I just want to let you know. It's all.
G-U-I. Okay, perfect. All right. Save that. And then also, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local Splash team. The payment did go through. And what we're going to do, Joseph, is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay? It's going
to
be something we make you
That's
very
what
happy
I like
with.
To hear.
Now, also, I do need you, I do need you for another minute or two here. I need to provide you with your username and your username for the client dashboard that we provide you with. So are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah, pull up my emails. Go ahead.
Okay, so you should have one in there that fell in. It should say local Splash initial invoice.
Hold up. Local Splash. Hold up. Local Splash. It didn't say anything about invoice. Initial invoice? No, passion to put your... No, it just says local Splash.
Go to your text messages for me. There should be...
Oh, I've got the invoice. I got it.
Perfect.
All right.
And then go into it, and about the fifth line from the top, you're going to see it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
I did that. Okay.
Okay. Now, that's going to take you to a whole other page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, that's going to show you the services that are included within the package. If you scroll down all the way to the bottom, you see the section where it says cancellation and refunds?
Cancellation and refunds. Yes.
Okay, so basically that little box right underneath where it says that, where it's a little checkbox, it says I certify that I'm the authorized cardholder and all the information
yep,
is true and accurate. Click that, and then at the very bottom you'll sign your name. But you'll have to sign it with the J. It hasn't changed in the system yet. But go ahead and sign your name at the very bottom and confirm it. Now, once you confirm the signature...
you got to sign it with the J?
Yeah, only because it hasn't changed in the system yet. Anything that we send to you additionally will have the G instead of the J.
I'm so sorry, babe. Okay.
I promise we're almost done here.
Yeah, that's no problem. All right, we're all set over here. I'm hit confirm. That's confirmed.
Okay, now it says your local Splash username and password.
Give me a second. I'm still waiting for confirm. Okay, hold up. Oops, 500. 500, oops, server. Something about a 500 request. Oof, what the hell is that all about? I got to do that over again?
No, just you should have to sign it with a J and then confirm it, and it normally takes you to another page that says local Splash username and password.
All right, now it's doing all this crazy stuff on there. Oh, boy. Okay, let me see here. Okay, hit this. That's just fine. Now it's pulling up. I don't know why it's doing this. It's pulling up.
You know, you can most likely do it through your text messages. It's a lot easier. If you go to your text messages, it says a copy of your invoice has been sent over to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Let me see. Just let me see if this is work. Okay, I did the same thing, but okay, why does this bring this page up every time I do that? Right? Something in my phone?
What are you trying to do?
Sorry, watch. So
what are you
hit that, click that.
Click here to accept. Okay. Click
so,
here.
So why does it bring me the page? Did I hit something on my phone?
It's taking you to Google Workspace.
I hit something on my phone over there?
Okay, here we go.
Okay, there we go. Now let me read you the contact.
Go to the very bottom and click that little box and then go ahead and sign again for me.
I did that already. Yep, I already did that. Everything's already there already. It has all my information. I put the thing. Now I have to hit the confirmation number, right? Confirm signature.
Yes, confirm that. Mm-hmm. And that will take you to another page that says local splash username and password.
All right, I'm waiting for that. So,
all right, now the password, the username, excuse me, is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on as of right now. Area code first 203-981-9339.
Hey, right? Yeah, that's great, but it's still, on your end, it says 500. Oops, the server encountered an error. Could you complete your request? Yeah, I think I maybe have to do it on your computer. All right, can I do it on my desktop or no?
Yeah, you can do it on your desktop, absolutely.
That's right. Yeah, maybe that's what's going on. Oh, wait a minute. Well, no, this is telling me to log in. I didn't even have a chance to put in the thing, because it's going to show me the login, but it's not showing me the number. Okay, Doug. Pull this up real quick. Share this with me. Wrong email address to the other one. That's what I'm going to get into. That all looks good. All right. So which one would I have to go to? I am looking at invitation. Is that the one you're giving me?
No, the invoice. Local splash initial invoice.
Oh, there we go. I found it. Okay. I'm doing this all over again. I got to look at the invoice. That's all set. Click here. I click in here now to do the terms.
Yep.
I come down. I look for the I-certified. That's correct. Do I have to hit anything else? Opt for SMS communication. Do I want that?
No. You leave that unchecked.
All right. We did that. Okay. Now I'm going to confirm do you want me under what, do you have it under? Is it still under J still or no?
It's still under J. Yeah. It takes a few minutes or sometimes it takes a little bit longer to clear through our system after the change is made. Let me pull up the invoice real quick. Let me just make sure.
That's all right. It's not a big deal. I'm already doing this. Okay.
Okay.
Now
I
click confirm. It's all set. Now it says username and password now.
Perfect. Perfect. Now the username, that's going to be the phone number that we're speaking on. You type in 203 area code 981-9339. And the password,
go ahead.
And the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you tomorrow at the time of the client interview from my certified agent that's a certified technician from Google. And then once you disconnect with my agents tomorrow after the client interview takes place, Joseph, you're able to customize them both to whatever you want them to be. That way you and Casey knows what they are and nobody else does. If you choose to. But that's the only requirement that we do have from you today, okay? But I do always like to ask my clients before we disconnect and the agents give you a call tomorrow, did any of you have any questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime before my
No, not at all. So we'll work these numbers out. We'll see how it goes.
give you guys a shot. Hopefully it works. I mean, like I said, I just don't have the, I'm going to be honest with you, just like I told the other guys represents, I do not have the time. I am too busy to worry about these all small things. I mean, so
I
hope,
hear you.
You know, we'll see whatever I get for clients. I mean, I like to be educated with the client. I like to tell them what it goes on, but at the end of the day, I just don't, I won't tolerate a couple things I won't tolerate from clients. Number one is people being disrespectful to me, because I will let them know. I'll chew down, especially if they tell me, you know, you're too expensive, you're at this. You know, I said, you know what? You want to insult me, but at the end of the day, you want something. You're the ones living in a $1 million house or no bit more than you could chew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
So,
I don't have sympathy for somebody like that. You know, because I look, you know, I think my dad told me the best. I think my dad used to have a phrase for people like that. Okay, the one who cries, have a beer towel to dry. Okay? And meaning basically the ones that cry about they don't have money always have a bigger towel to dry that money because they have plenty of money. Okay? They're always looking for a deal. But at the end of the day, I tell people, when they come up rolling up your house, and I don't care what kind of car you're driving or what kind of house you're living into, you look at it this way. Your house gives you a minimum. It doesn't matter where you are, minimum of at least 1% a year. Minimum 1% a year to maintain of collateral to your house every year. Maybe 2%. You know what I mean? And especially with this stuff, you probably something about like 10, almost 5 to 10% of 1 year, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Of what the value of their home. So I tell people, I know by just looking at a house, I can tell you what soups and nuts, I could tell you on average what a maintenance property is gonna cost you on average. It could be anywhere from 1 to 2%, and at 1 to 2% I am spot on. If it's a $3 million house, it's a $30,000 job. Mm-hmm. Soups and nuts is what I do. And it's the honest truth. And if
Absolutely.
You can't afford that, you bit more than you chew. And then I tell people in the next way, I said, listen, let me ask you something. I had one guy I was sponsored with a doctor. I said, Doc, let me ask you something. When I come to your office, I was a patient here, I come to your office. Before I leave your office, you're already asking for my bill. You're already sending me my bill. Is that correct? He goes, yeah. He goes, okay. So when I go to the office, I come near you because you're the expert. Do I come to tell you what to do? He goes, absolutely not. If I tell you, these are my symptoms. That's the same thing. I tell you, these are your symptoms on your lawn, and this is what's going on with this property, and this is what it needs to be done. You trust my thing. That's why you hired me, right? Absolutely. So don't try to be the subcontractor and tell me not what I don't know and do know. You know what I mean? Do you want to puzzle it together? I will advise you. That's up to you. Once I advise you and tell you what's wrong with the property or you have a problem and you don't want to not take it, I literally send you an email or a text message. So then I have proof down the road that we don't have saying, well, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. A lot of people forget. Oh, yeah. Oh, you did talk to me. Look at your email. Here goes your email. Here goes your text messages. I want to confirm that. But I tell the guy, I was looking at this guy, the doctor. I said, listen, so I talked to him. I said, you have that Bentley right there. I said, absolutely. I said, so you bought that car. Do you bring that to the dealership or you bring it to mine and you get the oil change? He started laughing. He goes, what do you mean? I said, do you bring it to Meineke or do you bring it to Bentley? Because I bring the Bentley. So that car loses money. Is that correct? It loses, depreciates in a couple of years. That $300,000 car is only worth $150,000. Is that correct? Because, yeah, but you're willing to spend $800 to get an oil change. Why don't you bring the Meineke or why don't you bring the Valvoline to get a change? It's the same type of oil. Why is it?
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is you buy a car like that, you know what it costs to maintain. And they have you buy that. Same thing with a house like this. You buy a house like this, you know what it's
going to Exactly. You know what it's going to take to maintain it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask one thing. Did you have a Facebook page?
I don't know if I have a Facebook. Do you have a Facebook page? Well, I do have one. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. That's just, we just want to make sure, because we do run the Facebook ads for you to get you found outside of the local area.
If you have a little kid.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
It's Mario's Son Landscaping LLC. So the same thing as my name. My company name.
Gotcha. LLC.
Facebook. Yeah, we only ran a couple ads there.
No, that's fine.
We're working on a vegetable garden I just finished. With a deer fencing around it.
I mean, eventually post down the road.
Because we make you one if you don't need one, but if you already have one, we can use the one that you already have, which is good.
Excuse me?
Normally we build them if they don't have them. Yeah, you already have one, so we don't need to build you one, but we could run Facebook ads for you with the one that you already have built. And then,
Okay.
But yeah, so I did get you all scheduled out again, Joseph, to get a phone call tomorrow. Remember, that's going to be they're going to be giving you a call tomorrow at 11 a.m. Yes. But before my agents give you a call, do you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you, you or Casey?
No, that's it. Like I said, the only thing I need to clarify is making sure that it's on a 50-mile radius that I can pick and choose the area codes that I want to work at. You know what I mean?
That's why that call's coming to you tomorrow. They're going to go all over that.
Yeah, the reason why I'm telling you this is because, I'll put an example. Okay, my part of my town, we have, four or five different zip codes, Kate? Five different zip codes in my area. So there's certain zip codes I don't even bother going down. I have no clients. There's no reason for me to go into. It's more commercial area. It's more commercial area. And even if I had a job down there, it's a hectic thing. You know, it's like, imagine you taking a landscaping truck to New York City. That's what you need to think about. You know what I mean? There's certain areas you just don't have parking for it. It's not necessary to do so. So I'm heading out of here, but take care. Bye. And I was just stating that because then there's towns like, the towns that my dad started the business in was in Darien and New Canaan. These guys only have one zip code. They have one zip code for the whole town. So those are the towns that I want to work for because that's where we started our company. People know who we are already. And it's really, even though people see ads there, that's what it was. Because you know what it is? The problem with my problem is people got so familiar with Mario landscaping, majority of people, that my competitors, their name's not even Mario, and guess what they did?
What'd they do?
They called themselves Mario. Mario Landscaping.
Wow.
Mario Landscaping. Oh, that's Mario Landscaping. So they're taking off my coattails of hard work and reputation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's funny because now I get people calling me, Mario, you remember you did a job for me? I said, I don't remember you. And I know everybody. You know what I mean? Oh,
yeah.
And he goes, well, yeah, you speak very good English. Oh, my dad's not taking on any new clients, you know? So, and I know this is a fact. And I'm not just once. I've seen it three times, three different distributors. And actually, I even had some people try to use our name at our local, like for fertilizer or topsoil. And the guys are like, I've been in business, so many people know who we are. Like, you're not Mario, and you're not Mario's son. Because I know them both. And then they'll call me, like, is this guy authorized? I said, no, absolutely not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Absolutely. But, it's understandable.
It's crazy. People use that, and now they are. And one lady said to me, goes, well, I know by reviews. I know exactly. We're the first Mario in town. But wait. This is how long my dad started the business. The business has started since 1977. I can name the town that we used to work for. I can only name five gardeners. That's what they used to call them. Not landscapers, gardeners back then. Okay? That still are, two of them actually died. Two of them actually died already, and the other three are still taking over like my dad, you know, there's a son that Ryan's running it, okay, and then there's one that's still doing it, and now there's about 300,000 people. They don't speak English, they don't want to go back to school to get things, let alone they undercut people for pricing, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't mind people going out making a living, that's fine. Another thing, when I have to play by all the rules and obey by all the things of law, by the law, pay my taxes, pay my sales tax, pay my workman's comp, my liability insurance, all the stuff under the sun that needs to be done. And these guys get it and start a business, and all of a sudden it's a hobby for them. You know what I mean? They think it's a hobby. And it's not a hobby. And then, when you get a quote and I get a customer says, well, I got a guy quoted me, Jose quoted me $35 an hour. I said, at $35 an hour, I could do the same thing. Here, I got a page, I got 4 pages package here that I'm willing to do for $35 an hour. You will? Yeah, I will. But guess what? If my guy gets hurt, I get hurt, I destroy your house, I burn your house down, I'm not liable. You took all the responsibility. What do you mean? I said, the same guy you're hiring has the same thing. You just didn't ask for it, and he just washed his hands away, because he's going to do is, if he does do something like that, he's going to pick up his stuff and never come back.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Yeah, it's not going to be a repeat of business. I hear you.
Well, because the guy's not insured. He's not. He doesn't want to be liable for it.